o'clock, your guest, love doctor, will be Mr. Andy Partridge, who's overqualified. He's in the band XTC. It's not Andy Partridge to be confused with Danny Partridge, but a lot of people make that mistake. It's very common. Don't worry, there's nothing wrong with you. So I have a couple more songs coming up, but I got this letter.
106.7 K-Rock, KROQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, Dr. Drew. Our guest isn't here yet, Andy Partridge from XTC. So I brought up, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a guy who hopes that he can be as good as his dad. The poor baby makes a return appearance, all grumpy and tired.
He is kind of grumpy there. Has he got anything to say?
I'm going to turn up his mic because all he wants to do is breathe. He's like, earlier today he was screaming at the top of his lungs for like 25 hours straight, right? A couple hours. Here, you can hear him breathe. Listen closely, people. This is exciting radio.
Hey, Chris. This ought to boost the ratings.
We don't have a guest, so we bring in the poor baby who's saying nothing.
Were you eating something? Because it's all over your lips.
Yeah, isn't my... By the way...
Drew, Nicholas has a cleaner face than you, poor man.
Well, he doesn't have a herpetic lip.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Will I ever get over this?
Jim, let me ask you this.
What?
What did I tell you to do?
You told me to get zinc oxide.
Yeah. And then what? Protect yourself from the sun.
Right.
And stay out of the ocean.
I wasn't out of this. I wasn't in there today.
Oh, one day. Thank you.
I know. I know. That's because I've been eating like nachos and stuff like that.
Really? See, that's what I thought was all over your mouth, poor man.
Really?
It was the nacho.
No,
pieces.
It's something that I'm sure you'd like to kiss me. Every woman in Southern California would love a lip like this.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have punched you and given you a fat lip and made it bleed, but the other thing, I don't think so, poor man.
If it's going to get better, guy, Sovirax is going to make it better.
Then you're going to suscitate me tomorrow. I'm going to be Sovirax, boy.
You going to do it?
Yeah, of course. What do you think I want to do? I have this chanker on my lip for the rest
You've
of my life?
You've only waited 2 weeks to let
Are
me do
sure
it.
Are you sure this isn't cancer or something like that?
I am sure it isn't cancer.
Good. All right.
At least you're in the room when you're asking these specific questions. I'm like the callers who are like,
right.
Dude, I have this white thing. And
you know what's amazing? Ann had it.
Oh, wait a minute. So I'll be tomorrow being put on.
Ann's sister.
I will send somebody
so
out.
How long do we give Andy Partridge before we're partridge bashing tonight?
Remember, you know, Sally Kellerman's going to be on tomorrow night, right?
Right.
Remember when you bashed her and she had a really, really good reason?
Yeah, but then she rescheduled in a minute.
So give Andy Partridge at least the entire show.
We'll give him, before he's bird dung, we'll give Mr. Partridge about 15 more minutes.
Well, okay, so he gets 15 minutes, and if he's later than that, then are you going to kiss him full on?
Yes,
then
he gets kissed by the poor man, her herpetic lip. I swear, you get the deep tongue. Dr. Drew, the other point I wanted to make, since we haven't had a call yet, is that we're already
got calls over.
I know, but we're a third of the way through the show. Let's talk.
Yeah,
let's
great.
Talk. You know who's going to be on a week from Wednesday?
David Viscott.
Your hero, Dr. Viscott. And you know what I'm going to ask him? I'm going to go, Dr. Viscott, you know what I really like the best is on your TV show when they show your face close up for two solid hours. You know that. Have you ever seen Dr. Viscott?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know how they zoom right in on that face?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole show, the face and the calls.
Yeah.
I just want to...
So are you jealous? Is that the
I
deal?
Am. I he doesn't have a herpetic lip.
No, he doesn't.
But you're excited about Dr. Viscott.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
A week from this Wednesday.
Yeah. He actually knows the show, is excited.
Apparently he likes this show.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? He's seen what his show could become once we're on TV.
Well, no, it's like you take the bulk of the anal warts calls, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
And so he doesn't have to, spend all his time.
You know what I heard? You know this this guy we're doing our R&R thing with?
Yeah.
We're doing this big conference. Oh, here's the yellow line again. Let's go. Let's find out if it's Mr. Partridge. Hello?
I just have one last comment. Poor man, how can you complain about anybody being late when you have such a perfect attendance record?
Thank you, Scott. Hello?
Bye.
Hello? Oh, I think Andy might be at the back door. Whatever I just said, nobody tell him I said anything. What was that? Say, you want?
Parade bash.
Oh, okay. Is that Andy?
He's in the pot.
He's taking a dump?
He's in the loo.
He's trying to get
doing
in the back door.
He's in the loo.
Hi, Michelle. Michelle, look at my lip. Isn't that awful?
Do you have herpes?
Yes. Okay. Right. That's it. It won't go away. So why don't we wait for our guest, Drew?
Why don't we play some music? There's something lined
Let's
up here.
Let's play some XTC.
Perfect.
Okay, this is new XTC on K-Rock.
happy to announce the poor baby just did a jobby. Dr. Drew is holding him.
His trousers are somewhat heavier than a minute ago. I think we say in our part of the world.
And that was my bird performs, right, Andy?
Absolutely. It looks like your little one's performed as well.
He has. he's done the big jobby.
He's kind of sculptured in his underpants there.
Anyway, well, welcome to Loveline. And I haven't seen you, I would say, in 3 years. In fact, the last time...
You're not even seeing me now through this morass of twisted metal known as the studio. Look at it. There you are. You're under there.
He's taking off.
Okay.
He's going mobile here.
Is he? Okay. And anyway, the last time I saw you, I was still doing the morning show, Drew. This is like in 1988, 1989. And I think that's just when your last album with Mayor Simpleton and all those other great songs came out, which were all big hits on K-Rock. And that was also your first Geffen release, wasn't it, pretty much?
No, we were on Geffen before that. But you wouldn't have known. Arf. So a dig there.
So listen, tell me about the new album, okay? Andy Partridge, a singer and the man behind XTC, one of our longest and greatest K-Rock bands.
What can I tell you about it, poor man? What would you like to know?
Well,
it's roundish and silvery-ish with a hole in the middle. And some 17 stunning songs. That's about it, really.
It's just the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead. Is that the
That's right. It's a terrible typo. It's the Salad of Peter Pumpkinhead, really. It's about a man who just is into them greens. Yes, that's the single right now.
Right. Really. But what's the actual album called?
Well, I don't know. Read this abusive facts. You know?
Okay.
The album's called Nonsuch, and it's in the stores now, burning a hole in the racks. So. How's
it been doing? Have you been getting a lot of airplay so far on it?
Yeah, rather frightening, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot, and then we're going to go to the love calls. I have to ask you this. I haven't ever...
Love calls. This sounds like a love gift. I'm amazed I come over here and see all these preachers asking for a love gift. We call it money. What's this thing about love gift?
That's the poor baby.
Hey, I can talk
speak.
To the kid.
He likes you.
Hey, poor baby. Poor guitarist over here.
Andy, the question is, when are you guys going to ever play a concert?
Oh, you put me on the spot, haven't you?
You know what I heard, and you can tell me if this is true or not, that you don't like performing live.
No, it's true.
That one time you were supposed to perform, and you actually didn't perform because you were just, like, freaking out before you were supposed to go on stage.
Oh, absolutely. No, we did, like, 5 years solid touring up until about 82. I think you have to be a bit of an athlete, and you have to have all the nervous system of a motorway concrete support column, you know. And it was just, I'm not an athlete, and it just wasn't rewarding, you know, I couldn't take being locked away in a hotel then. Here, 10,000 people, go, you know, it wasn't for me, so I thought, well, I'll cut out this side of it and do what I enjoyed doing, and I'm glad we did, because if we didn't come off the road, I think the band would have fallen to pieces,
so
we wouldn't have written such, you know, I think our songs have actually got better since we stopped touring.
So you have not done a concert since then?
No, we've got out of the rock and roll circus and that side of things, yeah.
You know, you ought to do one...
Kind of a bizarre animal.
You ought to do one show somewhere. I mean, seriously, you ought to, like do one live show. Because, I mean, the fact you haven't done it in that long... The poor baby wants you to do also. Isn't that amazing, Drew? They haven't performed live in 10 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I've got to find out where to buy some strings for that guitar. It's kidding.
You really should, though. I think you would do great, you know. Just one show, you know, just one. What do you think?
I think we should get to the problems straight away, actually. I'll come on here for some of these problems, you know, problems.
All right, okay. Well, I'll get more into that later on.
Sure you will.
Okay, now you got to sing the Loveline jingle. This is a song I wrote, and Dr. Dew enjoys it thoroughly every night when we sing it, night after night after night. And it goes like this, a one and a two... And a 1, 2, 3, 4. Love line.
Oh, I'm doing the hip-hop version. Oh.
Love line.
Oh, you're okay.
You say.
Love line. Blah, 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 blah. I mean it sincerely, folks.
Put your mic
on. Okay. Anyway, Andy Partridge, Mr. XTC is in the studio. Shelly, 16 from El Toro.
Hi.
Hi, Shelly.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay, you're our first caller of the night on Love Line.
Except she has a problem, and here it is.
Well, I'm sort of liking this guy who's...
Are you listening to your radio?
No.
You aren't. Continue.
Oh, sorry.
Are you listening to the radio in the background?
No.
Why'd you pause?
I don't know.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I like this guy who's 3 years older than me, and he's 19, and he's going to be only here for 2 more weeks, and I sort of got set up with him, and when I went over to his house, he started asking me some really weird questions.
What did he ask you?
Like, what would it take for me to show my... Yeah.
Your what?
My boobs.
Your breasts?
Yes.
Well, all three of them.
Huh?
Oh, sorry, I mean, I can't see a problem yet, you know, speaking as a hot-blooded Englishman.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you have to know me, first place.
Oh, okay. Well, if you don't want to, I mean, don't.
Well, because I'm, like, really a prude.
That's all right.
Let me ask you this. Has any guy ever felt your breasts?
No.
Oh, well, then no wonder you feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done anything like that, and I've, like, sort of vowed to myself that I wouldn't.
Do you...
Well, that's fine.
Do you have rather, opulent chest?
No.
So it's not like huge or anything. It's
no.
I got to tell you this. I mean, you're 16, he's 19, he's got to be careful because you're a virgin, obviously, right?
Obviously.
Wouldn't you think, Andy, that, I mean, you, like you said, are you a single guy?
No, absolutely not.
You're married.
Yeah,
I would think, wouldn't you think most guys, I mean, if they're going out on a date, they're going to want to see a little...
If I was 19, I'd feel most upset if I couldn't see a girl's breasts. I mean, that's,
well,
you know...
That's
but if you don't want to, you shouldn't.
Because the main problem is, like, that...
You think you're going to lose him, right?
Well, he asked me stuff like that, but I don't know if it's, like, to see what kind of person I am. That was, like, the first thing he asked me. I don't know if it was to see what kind of person I am or to do that, you know, because he asked me some other stuff sort of like that. But then he asked me, you know, what do you think this relationship could be and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, you won't need, if the relationship's going really well, you won't need asking.
Well, because, I mean, today I went over there and he was, like, a real jerk to me. But then
Because
he told my friend that he goes, well, I was a real jerk, but I don't know what to do because when I go over there... He sort of acts funny.
No, you have to act cooler. I mean, men want women. Don't worry about it.
But I don't want to do that. I mean...
No, well, don't. If you don't want to, if you feel, you know, uncomfortable about it, just tell him to go and take a hike.
But you know what? Someday you'll really enjoy guys playing with your breasts. I'm telling you.
Really? You won't need asking. There'll come a time where you won't have to say, you know...
Hey, baby, get him out.
But she's not ready, and this is the kind of guy that she doesn't sound like has any concern about what her needs
are. Sure, yeah.
And I think she ought to just get rid of that one.
Yeah. You won't need asking when the time's right.
Okay?
And you know something?
What?
When you finally do enjoy it, you thank me for letting you know, okay?
Can I see something else?
Yeah.
Well, also, I've been sort of stuck on this guy for 7 months.
Okay.
No. Another one. Because, like, we went out and we never fought or anything. And all of a sudden, he just dumped me.
He never touched your breast?
No.
Well, there he...
Well, I mean, it's a myriad of reasons why he may have dumped you.
I would have let him.
You would have let him?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should call him and,
and let him.
He, like, he won't talk to me anymore, and he totally ignores me and puts me down.
Well, ask him why.
I did.
What did he say?
He said, well, I don't. I never talk to you.
He's just... Forget him if he's just being difficult.
Yeah, then you got to move on and just find some other guys, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And remember to thank me when you like it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Parman.
Bye. You know, we got two women in the studio. What do you guys think, you know? What is your name, Amy?
Yeah.
Amy, and who are you?
Angelica.
You guys are big Love Line listeners. Where are you from?
La
Palma. Okay, move right to the mic. What do you guys think? Can you relate to what she's saying about, you know...
I didn't hear what she said.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
Well, she didn't want the guy to touch her.
Yeah, touch her breasts. They've never been touched.
Well, I can understand, because, you know, she wants to, you know, just, like, she doesn't want to feel that she has to do that for the guy to like her more, but, you know, I mean, I wouldn't if I was her, you know, if nobody had ever touched me.
But have you ever been touched there?
Yeah.
And what do you think?
It's different, you know, for every person.
But if it's the right guy, then you like it. What a stupid question.
Of course
you
like it.
You're right, Tiggs, if you don't know, Paul. I'm going to have a word with you later on.
I don't know. It makes you nervous.
Jim? Makes you nervous, yes.
That is a stupid question. Let's go on to the next call.
Okay. On Valley 1, we have Vic. Vic.
Hey, Andy. Hey,
Vic 26, Andy Partridge from XTC is our guest love doctor.
Hey, but about the concert, I heard, Andy, that you were going to have a concert on MTV.
No, we're still umming and eyeing. I mean, I don't think they've forgiven us for starting unplugged, actually.
Did you do? You did Unplug?
Yeah, we were the first band. It wasn't called Unplugged. In fact, it wasn't even anything like that at the time. They said, did we want to go and play on the show? And I said, well, what sort of thing is it? And I saw a couple of videos of bands that actually, you know, just played in the studio. And one of them was Not Was, and they completely cocked the sound up so bad. I thought, well, if we're going to do it, how can we do it so they can't mess the sound up? I thought, hang on, three acoustic guitars, they can't mess that up. So I agreed. I said, yeah, we'll come on and do it if we can do it with three acoustic guitars. I said, we don't know, we'll have to get it back in on that. So they came back after a week and said, yeah, all right, we'll give it a try. So I think we were literally the first band on there to do that sort of thing.
Right, now that's one of the most popular things they do on TV.
Oh, totally, yeah, you have to do it, you know. Mm. They whip your lead out if you go on with an electric guitar, I think.
Okay, hey, Vic?
Yeah?
You wanted to talk about a penis implant.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about getting one, but with all...
Why?
Why do you think?
No. Do you have some kind of medical problem?
Well, I have trouble with erections.
What kind of problem?
Just maintaining one.
And are you a diabetic?
No.
Are you on medication?
Well, I'm taking Xanax.
Okay.
What's Xanax?
Xanax is a anti-anxiety medication, very, very highly addictive.
Is it anything like...
God, Alien 3.
The Xanax?
Xanax is nothing like Zovirax. No, just they have similar sounds in their name, that's all. It possibly could be the Xanax. Are you on any other medication?
Just Xanax.
That's right. And again, you must be under some psychiatric care if you're on Xanax all the time, is that correct?
Well, yeah.
And there might be some psychological problems going on. I do not believe that implants are a treatment for psychological causes of erectile dysfunction. Stay with your psychiatric care, and hopefully that will suffice in curing this, or at least controlling it.
Should I look to other means?
Certainly not. At your age, you would not be getting an implant.
But I just started getting, you know.
Implants are primarily for people with medical causes of impotence, which are exceedingly common. But not in 26-year-olds, and not in somebody who has another good reason to be having sexual dysfunction, which is already under treatment. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Well, can I ask Andy another question?
Yeah,
but let me ask you about your penis first, okay? Can I ask you one quick penile question? Well, I mean, are you like in mid-stroke with having sex, and then the thing just, doesn't stand at attention anymore?
Well, you could say.
Right, so you can get it up, and then you're in the middle of sex, and that's when you lose it?
Only for a little while.
So
I'd rather talk to Andy.
I'm lucky enough not to have that problem, but I can make a few guesses.
Okay.
Sounds like anxiety to me.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, in England, do people really call Bigfoot the bloke with jolly big feet?
I should Coco. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, thanks for your call, right?
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, Orange County 1. We've got Elizabeth, 22, from Lake Forest. Elizabeth.
Orman.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on Loveline.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I have a question. I was wondering if a guy's penis can be too big for a girl's vagina. That is my question.
We want to see him laughter. If it is.
Laughter in the background.
Yeah, who's laughing in the background?
That's my friend. He didn't even know that I was
going to
go.
Is he the owner?
We have a real bogosity
No, I'm serious, though. I'm serious.
Here.
No, I think she is serious.
No, poor man, I am.
Well, why do you ask that, though?
Because I've been with this guy, and he says that. He said that more than once. When we're having sex, he'll, just like this other guy, he'll lose his erection, and he'll be like, why is that? Is that because I'm too big or you're too small?
That is totally ridiculous. That's a lie.
He only wishes.
That's somebody covering for embarrassment about their sexual dysfunction.
Really? Because he would say, he goes, because you have those muscles, and he goes, and I think that, you know, that I'm too big.
You can, when one of those things is up, you can stick it anywhere.
That's what I thought.
Well, now, it's not 100% true. I mean, different people...
I don't know. I'll talk to you later, isn't it?
But there can be, particularly for the women, it can be too uncomfortable to complete penetration.
But it's not.
You know, really, it's so weird you bring this up, Dr. Drew. I've had that problem with a lot of women. I'm, you know...
Poor man.
Yeah? What problem?
Just that it was so big. It was just...
The problem that you're always lying to them when they catch you at it? Is that... Like this girl?
No. Anyway, go ahead. That one didn't work, but go for it. Go ahead.
So it sounds to me like, do you get kind of, I can get medical too here. I mean, do you get excited enough? Do you get wet enough?
Definitely.
You know? You do.
There's no problem.
He loses the erection in the middle of the sexual act.
Yeah,
and he blames it on you, right?
Huh?
He blames that on you.
Yeah, he's trying to. Hmm.
No, I wouldn't have any of that.
You don't think so?
No,
I think
that sounds kind of wrong to me.
That's kind of fishy, but I suspect, how do you react to it when he gets like that, when he has a problem?
He's really open about it, and he'll say something afterwards, and he'll kind of say it in a joking manner, and I'll say, you know, no, I don't think so, or any
other. No, but I mean, does it create tension in your relationship? Is there a problem with it? Does it?
No, I mean, it doesn't really seem to bother him. It
does it bother you?
Well, I'm sure if the relationship went on, it would probably start to bother me. But he's on also on some medication, some heart medication.
What medication?
I'm not sure exactly
what. Okay, heart medications commonly, blood pressure medicine and cardiac medications commonly cause this kind of problem.
Right.
So I suspect that's what you're dealing with.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Okay.
Why is he on heart medicine?
Huh?
Why is he on heart medicine?
Because he...
Head over heels in love.
Because he's a little older. Well, he's not really old. He's about 40.
Yeah.
And he has...
So about 12 years older than me, huh?
Mm, at least.
Far.
And he gets... he's had chest pain.
So he's probably on a beta blocker, these medicines are called, like Tenormin or Inderal. And these...
Slow down his heart.
Right. And these notoriously cause this. And that's why I hate prescribing that medicine, because people have so many of these kinds of symptoms.
Right.
And there's no doubt that's what's causing it.
Is there anything else that you can suggest? Any other types of medication?
Yeah, he should go back and talk to his doctor about it. There are plenty of other choices.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yeah, of course.
I think the reason the guy's laughing in the background is because...
He's embarrassed.
And also he knows he can't get it from you.
Well, maybe, but... You guys...
Am I right?
What? Shut up. You're making him laugh. He's listening to you.
All right. We'll see you later.
Hey, you guys. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
If you're just tuning into Love Line, we have Andy Partridge from XTC. He's in the studio right now giving love advice.
Love advice.
Yeah, well, we got to take a break here. You're married, though, right, Andy?
Oh, totally.
Any kids?
Two
kids?
Absolutely. In fact, it's my, let me work it out. Yes, my daughter's birthday right now in England.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, she's seven.
You ought to call her up? We ought to call her up on the show. You want to do that?
No, she'd be fast asleep.
It's probably 4 in the morning there. 6 in the morning.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's probably about 1870 right now in England.
Yeah, but this is for the radio show, you know.
The year.
Okay, well, anyway, so Andy's in the studio, and here's our phone numbers. If you were calling from LA in San Gabriel Valley, 520-1067.
So it's call in and embarrass Andy.
From San Fernando Valley, 764-1067. Orange County, 977-1067. And our fax machine is 818 or 213-5201-FAX.
Good day. Turn on 65 minutes of pure ecstasy. Ecstasy is back with a brand new album, Nonesuch, available on Geffen. Save on these and many more great music titles during our rock and roll all summer long sale. And enter the Sam Goody and TDK 2 for the Road giveaway. We're giving away 2 Chevrolet Geo Trackers and over 200 other great prizes. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
For the thing.
Exactly. We got 2 girls here from, where are you guys from?
Kennedy
High School in La Palma. You know, we have got, I'll tell you something, Andy, we've got so many people from high schools, junior highs. I even have 12-year-olds that listen to the show. And it was really funny. I was doing Speedway a couple weeks ago, and I was telling Drew this. This 12-year-old guy goes, "You know what, poor man? I listen to Love Line every night." And I go, "Well, why do you like it?"
"Because it's dirty."
Yeah, he does as well. He's for the same reason.
The poor baby's hating it at this point. He's going, "What's wrong with him? Did he do a job yet?"
Not when he pulled every card out of the wall.
Can you grab the diaper there? You'll have fun with that.
Oh, no.
That's where I draw the line, buddy.
Just lift the jobby.
Okay. No, you haven't lived until you've wiped someone else's ass. It's a real zen type thing.
Have you heard the term doing a jobby?
Sounds Scottish to me. I think, "Hey, Gina, jobby."
Yeah, that
is kind of north of the border to me. You know?
By the way, those
guys... "Here, are we jobbing, Matusa?" "Yeah, I can't do anything with it." You know what I mean? I thought I was going to sculpt it into a little, like a set of bagpipes or something.
In fact, we had a Scottish band on that introduced Poor Man, unfortunately.
To the jobby.
To the term. And, you know, it's California. Southern California's never been the same.
By the way...
Just on the jobby angle here, do you remember a band...
Is it a little mess there? There's a little mess there on the poor baby.
Yeah, do you remember?
Change it right here so we can see it.
No.
Oh, come on, Mungo, Jerry, get it out.
You did that one time and threw the dirty diaper in the trash in the studio.
What I wanted to do was slot it into Kevin and Beam's locker is what I wanted to do.
So
tell him it was a new headband, a soft pad for his headphones.
I meant to tell you, you know the man we thought that created the term doing the jobby or told us about it first?
He's the redhead guy from Scotland.
It was the Teenage Fan Club.
Is that it?
Somebody called me today and said they were the ones who brought it up.
Yeah, I like them. They're
and
good.
You know Richard Blade, that's here on K-Rock? He turns the show off because he feels I talk about doing jobbies way too much on the show.
Do you remember the band from the early 80s from Scotland called The Skids?
No.
Do you remember that? they had a few hits in England. I didn't know whether they got over here or not. But they were originally called, the singer was called Richard Jobson. And they are originally called Bran Jobby and the Skid Marks. So you can see how they had to change their name.
That's my kind of band. We should try to find them and have a reunion.
You sign this and get on with the show here.
Okay, we got to sing the Loveline jingle one more time. A one and a two and a one, two, three, four.
Loveline.
Okay, let's go on to LA One. And this is Bill, 14 from LA. Bill.
Yeah?
Hey, you're on Loveline with Andy Partridge from XTC.
Hi.
The legendary Andy Partridge in the studio.
Yes, I decided to come down from Olympus for this evening, so I'm curing lepers and I'm turning Thunderbird into wine, stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yes, sir.
After all that, he wants to talk to
you. Go ahead.
I want to talk to Andy.
Bill?
I want to talk to you about concerning LSD use.
What about LSD?
What are the long-term effects of using LSD?
Well, it depends.
Sharpens the mind.
Did you hear the guy we had call last night who's, was it his cousin who was finishing law school or dentistry school or something, who tried one hit of LSD and now is permanently disabled psychiatrically? One dose of LSD for some individuals can disrupt the brain chemistry so much as to cause permanent psychiatric illness. Most people that experiment with it initially do not have any significant complications, but if you continue to use it or use it regularly, the chances are extremely high that you'll have major effects, that you'll have mood disruptions, that you can get depressions later on, even thought disorders like psychosis. You can actually be quite what little you would call crazy.
And then you want to run for president.
And you can
don't do it.
And you can have cognitive problems where you have trouble thinking and trouble reasoning. And this is the direct effect of the damage that the LSD does directly to the brain. Virtually, it appears that all the hallucinogens cause brain damage. And LSD is probably the most effective at doing it. LSD, PCP, ecstasy, very dangerous drugs.
Yeah, because I've tried it four times. And I was just wondering.
Have you noticed any differences?
Sometimes I get recurrences.
Do you still see like trailers after fast-moving objects?
Yeah.
That is from brain damage.
What about...
You could be getting weird stuff coming back in years to come.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you the willies or anything, but I know people who, you know, did stuff in the 60s and they're still getting it occasionally.
Well, what you see about 10 years later is these people end up in psychiatric hospitals with rather major psychiatric disturbances.
So the effects would start hitting you long from...
Not necessarily. If you have a bad trip, so to speak, you can have immediate effects that are persistent. You can have immediate effects that go for a while, or you can have effects that show up at any time later.
Do these recurrences stay with you for life, or
You mean flashbacks?
Yeah.
Flashbacks tend to taper off over time.
Hey, dude, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you do LSD recently?
No, I stopped about 2 months ago.
It's weird because he's kind of, I don't mean to be rude, but it sounds like he's almost sort of mumbling or
he's
something.
He's slowed down a little bit, and that's what tends to happen.
Yeah.
The circuitry is off a little bit. And, after a little use like that, the chances are good that things will come back, but please don't do any more. It is a true Russian roulette. You might as well hold a pistol to your head.
So, over the years, all these flashbacks just start going down.
Are you having a lot of flashbacks? Is that the problem?
Sometimes, I'm getting real.
The one problem that I have seen commonly as a persistent symptom is the trailers after fast-moving objects. That can be permanent. And that doesn't happen because of, some effect on your psychology. That is the result of a biological damage to your brain. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Did you
ever do acid, Andy?
No, I just knew too many... I just knew too many kids who did do it, and they just turned into turds. Or maybe they were turds, and then they went and did acid.
They turn into turds.
They turn into turds.
I mean, that's the misconception that people that do a lot of acid were screwed up to begin with. Well, chances are they were just experimenting and they turned into
drugs,
a mushroom.
Drugs is not cool. I mean, the best thing about being... I'm going to sound really square now, but, you know, I've done lots of things in my life. But, I mean, the best thing about being on planet Earth and alive and having fun is that you can appreciate it all with your brain. And anything that damages your brain is just plain stupid.
Thank you, and good night. Yes.
There you go.
What about me, Guy? I never experimented with that. Why is my brain the way it is?
You have the cheat model. Do you want me to answer your question?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
Let's move on to our next call, shall we? Okay, in Orange County 2, we have...
Oh, my.
Andrea.
The poor baby's going nuts here.
Andrea.
Uh-huh.
15 from Roland Heights.
Hi.
You're on Love Line with Andy Partridge and the poor baby.
Hi. Hey, Candy can't come to the mic right now.
Anyway, what's your love problem? No, apparently you got a hickey, huh?
No, not me.
Who got the hickey?
My boyfriend.
This is a real serious problem.
There's Vampirella on the phone here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well,
your boyfriend got a hickey.
Yeah, we've been together for like 5 months. And like, I just saw a hickey on him, and it wasn't from me. I know that for sure. And so I asked him about it. You know, I confronted him, and I said, you know, what is it? And he said it was just a scratch, but I, you know, you can tell, but, you know, I don't really know. And my best, you know, not my best friend, but my close friend, she just, you know, she kept saying, you know, I think he's just dumping, but I love him so much, you know.
Doesn't sound that serious to me, I must admit. So it sounds like, you know, I mean, Hickey's not really against the law here.
But it's like, it's a sign that he's been doing something behind my back after 5 months.
Right. How old are you?
Yeah,
that's, who's that?
That's the poor baby.
It's poor baby.
He says dump him. Move on to the next person.
But see, I love him so much.
Yeah, so you just think he's messing you about with somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm getting stereo here. This is kind of difficult.
You mean stereo poor man? He sounds just like Jim, doesn't he?
He just called me Mama.
He's actually saying more intelligent things.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying.
That's what diapers will do to your brain.
Okay, well, listen, do you think he's lying to you?
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Well, that's the worst. That's the worst bit. Is the lying? I mean, giving someone a hickey is just kind of pathetically nothing.
Well, but maybe she's looking at just a bruise and doesn't really realize that it's not a hickey.
Yeah, it could be.
If you distrust him to the point that you're really questioning whether or not he would lie to you about something like that, it's really probably not the kind of relationship you want to stay with.
You know, if there's any indication of how good of a show we're doing, this baby's getting real irritated.
Yeah. It's all of a sudden.
Remember, he was real happy as the show began.
So you picked him up.
Yeah, I know. You're whirling him around your head there, and he's firing green vomit everywhere.
Okay.
Okay, you got the message, kiddo?
Yeah.
We're saying, you have to be a bit brave and say to him, you know, her or
you're
me.
You're going to put these things away.
That's all.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, growing up means you have to do sort of brave things occasionally. So, you know, go and be brave and say her or me and then see what happens. Okay?
Aye.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's one of the best calls we've ever had. I mean, a girl calling in with a hickey call. That's hot radio, don't you think?
Bell one.
Okay, Jenny, 18 from Van Nuys. Jenny?
Hi, it's Joni.
Joni.
It says what PA.
Yeah.
Hey, Joni, you're on with Andy Partridge from XTC. Say hi to Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, Joni. How are you?
Hey, Joni.
I'm fine. I'm better than I was when I was at the Palladium.
Hey, Joni.
Sick. Yeah.
Oh, Joni. Right. Yeah, I'm much better than that as well.
Joni.
Yes.
Is it true you have the same thing as I do?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm calling.
What have you got, then? What, jockeys?
Well,
what's the whole...
It's really embarrassing. I can appreciate your position for me. But
you have the herpetic lip.
Yeah, I guess. It's
I get that too.
Does it turn into anything else?
No. What do you mean?
Well, you know, does it get worse or?
It tends to actually get better with time. Whether or not it predisposes to cancer of the lip is a question that people have been asking. Whether or not, for instance, does herpes of the penis lead to cancer of the penis? And thus far, it does not appear that it caused damage like that. But one thing that the herpes virus...
The lip, I'm going,
herpes damage can damage the nerves a little bit, so you can actually get sort of a numbness of the lip sometimes complicating that, or you can get pain in the region that the... That, I mean, not, I don't mean pain when the sore is there, but sort of a chronic pain from the infection of the herpes virus.
Oh, exactly.
These are unusual complications, okay? So, bottom line is, if it bothers you, it's unsightly, it's painful, There is Zovrax is available, and it's only given three times a day for the lip and mouth lesions.
How do you spell that medication?
Acyclovir. Acyclovir.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, and...
The poor man likes to call it Zovirax, which is the trade name, Zovirax.
Okay, what is it?
Wait a minute.
It's not funny, you guys.
It's the only...
Hey, I'm right with you. How do you think I feel? I've had mine for 2 weeks.
You know, he's got this kind of, you know, he's got like basket case 3 growing on his lip there.
My lip looks hideous.
Zovirax is an antiviral drug. It's one of the only commonly used antivirals around right now. Obviously, AZT is antiviral. We use that for AIDS. But for more milder viral infections like herpes, infections, use acyclovir Zovirax.
I've had this before. It is never... lasted this long.
I have. Jim, have you ever surfed and been on the sun today, Mike?
No.
When you had one of those?
No.
How many times have I told you to wear zinc and stay out of the water?
About 25.
Okay.
I've had it for about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And,
2.5 weeks is about average duration. Uh-huh. Zovirax will shorten the duration of these outbreaks.
Okay. And one more question. My boyfriend, he keeps wanting to say it's no big deal and kiss me. Can he catch it?
Absolutely. He probably already has it. The thing that you don't want to do is have oral genital contact because you can transmit it down to the genitals. Okay. You understand?
Yeah.
And then he back to you.
Okay.
On the genitals, and that's how it gets around.
Yeah, it kind of hurts too much anyway, so.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck. Hey, have it checked out. Make sure that's what it is, too. If you've had recurrences, yeah. I'm sure that's what it is.
Though. Remember, no Headley.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye bye now.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks a lot, poor man. You want to take some commercial you have to do?
Do we want to do that or should we go to OC1?
Let's go to OC1.
Okay, this is Chris, 17 for Fullerton. Chris. Hey, Chris. Hello.
He's hiding on the settee.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Come on out.
Listening to the radio.
Chris.
He's in the other room. I can hear him running.
You know, I just heard. I heard somebody breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that was like it. Yeah. Hello. Okay, should we move on then?
There's somebody there.
Okay, let's go to LA 2. And this is Edward, 17 from Montebello. Edward?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on Loveline. Say hi to Andy Partridge from XTC.
What's up, Andy?
Oh, yeah, how are you?
You like XTC?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I barely heard the music today, though.
Huh?
I barely heard the music today. I think it's cool.
Okay, anyway, what's your love problem?
Okay, well, I want to ask Dr. Joe a question if I can get in any trouble videotaping my friend having sex with a 10-year-old.
Oh, my God.
A 10-year-old?
You sure can. If you know of that, you have an obligation to report that.
How old is your friend?
She's 17.
Oh. And she's having sex with a 10-year-old guy?
Yes.
No.
And she's videotaping it?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
No.
I know.
I mean, for both reasons.
Well, because did it, because she was, blackmailing me.
You videotaped it?
Yeah, but then I stopped because, I was...
What do you mean she was blackmailing you?
Well, because she said she'd tell my mom all kinds of stuff that I was doing.
What were you doing?
Like acid trips and all that.
Oh, gross. Yeah, but, gross. I mean, that's just you damaging yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, this is horrible. I can't believe it.
Was that the first time the 10-year-old had ever had sex?
Well, he says it wasn't, but,
I'm
pretty sure it was.
I want you to call the Department of Children's Services, okay?
But can I get in any trouble?
Well...
that's what I'm scared about.
Not if you destroy the tape.
Okay.
Destroy the tape.
You know,
what if she has it?
Well, you might want to keep the tape for evidence, though, to really...
So it's that much of a big deal, then?
Oh, yeah. This is a big, big, big deal.
But even if he wasn't forced?
This is a big, big deal.
You're into crime, then.
Big deal.
Heavy.
I would like you to report this. It's not... quite as heavy a crime as an 18-year-old doing this to a 10-year-old. They're both minors, and it's interesting that I'm not exactly sure how the law would deal with this, but I'm sure Child Protective Services would be very interested in this. Let me give you the Department of Children's Services. I want you to call this number and discuss this with them, okay?
Okay.
The number is
800-540-4000
or 213.
Okay, wait. 213.
351.
6531.
213, actually this is probably 310, this is an older book, 310-351.
Okay, 310-351-5602. 5602.
But I bet somebody would be at the 800 number right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, let us know what happens with this, Rhea. We don't get enough feedback from our listeners. They all say, we'll call back, sure, we'll let you know. And
yeah, call back in.
All right?
Okay, I will.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Dude, I don't want to say anything because I want to see this. I don't want to see this continue. But you know what?
What?
That guy who videotaped, he should get a big time attorney. I think.
Why?
You see, he's videotaping it. Don't you think?
Yeah, but he's not going to use the tape, but he was coerced into it, and he is reporting it.
Okay.
I mean, you may be right. I would think he's got to discuss this with somebody. Whether or not he can always leave this as an anonymous tip. I mean,
what do you think, Andy? Think you can make a song about that?
That's kind of that's into difficult territory. I mean, I used to joke about kind of sex with minors and stuff. You know, before you become a dad, and the second you become a dad, bang, your whole consciousness changes. It's something I can't really joke about. It's serious.
Yeah, well, that's the way the show goes. I mean, and then on the other hand, our next call you'll like a lot. But what we're going to do is take a break right now. And this is Loveline. Andy Partridge is here from XTC. Here's our phone numbers, 520-1067 for LA and San Gabriel Valley. Orange County, 977-1067. San Fernando Valley, 764-1067. I was noticing there are people downstairs, Andy, before you arrived. Did you run into some people here at the building?
Hell, who was it? Jose?
Jose was right, down there. Right, he was waiting for you.
Yeah, he was.
People up here. And here's our fax number also. Everybody faxes at 818.
Yeah, so, you know, fax a picture of your ass. Let's have something abusive.
We got that last night. We actually did get that. Somebody said it was my butt. But
who'd put ink on their ass to print it and then send it? That's what I want to know.
Okay, they're on a copy machine.
Is it like a fax machine?
Okay, so this is high-tech stuff.
It is. Yeah. Okay, here's our fax number, 818 or 213-5201-FAX.
You know how it is. You've been going out with the same girl for a while. She shares your interests. She looks great. She seems perfect in every way. So why do you keep breaking up with her?
I think we should date other people.
Why do you keep getting back together?
I'm tired of dating other people.
Why can't you just make up your mind?
I'm ready to make a commitment in early 93.
Why is love so complicated? Why ask why? Try Bud Dry. The beer that's dry brewed.
Hey, prep.
And it's K-Rock, K-Rock QFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. And Andy Partridge is back in the studio from XTC. I interviewed, do you remember when we were on before?
No.
I did the morning show?
Absolutely not.
Can anybody remember when I did that show on
I'm sure jesting here, poor man.
How
can anyone forget that herpes?
Yeah.
Speaking of forgetting, poor man, look at this fax.
Right, we were, I'm going to put the poor baby down.
Hold on. Just,
okay. Anyway, we got a fax here, and I don't know who it was from. It says, hey, poor man, you started talking about the convention later this week, and then you got sidetracked about a second later. Aren't you going to finish telling us about it? Just curious. We've been asked, this show on Loveline has gotten such amazing ratings. I mean, remember, for all you people that have listened to the show for a long time, you know that when we started doing this 5 days a week, we were told by our bosses we could have lasted 2 days, and they could have taken us off after 2 days, 3 weeks, or we'd be on for good.
You got to change it to the Loveline station.
Yeah, there you go, 24 hours a day.
Okay.
So we're still on. Drew is now full-time paid employee. So is Ann, our producer. Ann worked for free for 2 years doing this show, didn't you?
That's right.
And so we are now addressing the radio convention with 1,000 radio people this Friday to tell about why this show is successful. Can you imagine me talking to 1,000 people?
Executive.
Yeah, 1,000. Bye, you guys.
That's a show. I'll see you. Yeah,
was
yeah.
It Amy and Angelica from.
Paul.
I didn't even sign anything, Angelica.
It's okay, sorry.
All right, give it to
Thank
me real
you
quick.
Very much. No.
Go ahead. Anyway, so that's happening this Friday at the Century Plaza Hotel at 2:00. We're talking to these.
You have to address these penguins.
Oh, exactly. And they're going to sit there and Drew. I know. I know they're going to just love me. Huh?
I can feel already.
You better practice quacking, I think.
Anyway, so that's what we're going to do. Now we're going to play some XTC, though. This is the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead. This is the title track on your new album called Nonsuch, right?
That's right, first track on the album.
Okay, what is it about?
It's about a pumpkin.
Really?
There's some interesting farting going on over there. It was poor baby kind of let him rip there. Play that trombone, poor baby. Yeah, it started like I wrote a song about a pumpkin, and you tell him, poor baby. And no, it's just I can't be serious. I'm on air with a baby, for Christ's sakes. I want to go home now.
Here, we'll just play the song. We'll be right back. to repeat that comment on the air. We were talking about kids because we got the poor baby here. And Andy Partridge has two kids from XTC. And what were you saying about that was classic what you just said.
What did I say? I said, you know, having kids is like you finally realize your dick can do something really inventive. You know, you can, instead of just waving it around in people's faces and, you know.
Ain't nobody can do with this.
You know, you actually make something with it.
So. Do you know what's funny? I swear this guy, actually it's my ex-wife's brother, had the greatest statement. I swear I was laughing my head off. We were in a car one day, a bunch of dudes, you know. And we started getting to that discussion, you know. A bunch of guys. And we were talking about...
Right now, what is that discussion?
He was thinking, picture the what happens when the baby is created. Picture the gross, you know, think about that. The penis and the...
To be a little more less...
No, if you just picture what, you know, what produces this, it's kind of bizarre.
No, I think he's your dad, actually.
Okay, anyway. All right, I want it.
It's just a swimming race, you know, and it's a... Do I get to come in?
Okay,
you think what an ugly thing that the apparati is, and then it produces these angelic-looking children. They grew up to be as good-looking as me.
The custard hose is not that beautiful, is it?
The custard hose. Okay, well, let's sing the Love Line jingle one more time here, Andy. A one, a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Oh,
by the way, we heard the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead, and then you played some old XTC, and what was that song called?
That was called That's Really Super, Supergirl. That's from, let me see, 1986, Skylarking.
Okay, and Andy Partridge from XTC is our guest, and we've got right now on the line on Valley 2, Robert 20 from Chatsworth. Robert?
Oi.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
You wanted to talk a little bit about herpes.
Yes.
Lip herpes?
No, it's down in the lower region on the penile unit.
Oh, in the Netherlands, eh?
On the custard stick.
Down in the Netherlands on the old custard hose.
Yeah, that'd be it. Okay, like 2 months ago I called and I said that I had, you know, I described it to Dr. Drew and it turned out to be it, I guess. And I haven't had it since. I was wondering what the deal is.
So you were seen by a physician?
No, actually, I wasn't.
How do you know that's what I want? What did I tell you to do?
Well, we came down to the conclusion that it was because of what I had described to you.
You've got to understand that you're not trained to describe these things. The only way I can tell you for sure is if I've seen it.
Okay.
Have you done necessary,
the word herpes,
have done necessary testing? I'm sure I also said to you, go to a doctor and make sure that what we suspect is true is true.
Mm.
I can't make... This radio show is not about making diagnoses.
Okay.
We're just here to educate.
Why don't you since we can't see you...
Put it near the phone and we can guess.
What does it look like?
Well, it was like a rash that was kind of open.
And it burned.
Yeah.
And are there tentacles? Is there any tentacles in the
I'm sure I also pus? Told. I'm sure I also told you there are several there are other illnesses that it could have been which need to be treated.
Okay.
Okay, so you can't just assume that we deduce that it's probably what it is over the radio, that is diagnostic.
Yeah.
Okay, and the fact that it hasn't come back doesn't rule out herpes. For some, there is a very small percentage for whom it actually never comes back. That's actually the case. There is a larger percentage for whom it comes back infrequently, and there's a small percentage for whom it comes back all the time, very frequently.
Hey, Guy, what's your name?
Rob.
But you know what, Rob? If it is herpes, you know what cures it?
Sandpaper.
You know what cures it?
No.
Rob, it shows how much poor man picks up from this show. Nothing cures it, okay? Nothing cures it, but Zovirax does control the outbreaks.
Okay.
I find a sort of a gentle rubbing of Agent Orange usually gets rid of the infected area. Isn't it?
Or it could be.
That's a medical name for Agent Orange, right? Defoliate your lower region.
Thanks for your call, man.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to LA-1. Here's a call for Andy Partridge from XTC. You will deal with this one perfectly. This is Heather, 27, from West Hollywood. Heather?
Hello?
Heather, you're on Loveline. You got to turn down the radio.
Oh, okay. So there's a delay here.
Yes, it's the FCC protective device.
Okay.
That's what keeps our jobs for us.
Condom for radio.
All right. Well, I'm 27 years old, and...
You got to turn down the radio. Heather?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to turn it down.
Okay.
There's like the 6 second delay in case you said the F word or something, we could bleep you.
Oh, I see. Okay, I hear it now. Do you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, but can you turn it down? Because we can hear also the delayed version.
Okay.
You know, take
Hold on just a second, all
right? You know what? To do it right, take a few minutes. You know what's great about this? These pauses really move the show, don't they, Dr. Drew?
No, I was gonna come on here, and my standard reply to everything was gonna be cut it off. Whether it was I'm having problem with my hair, cut it off. You know, I've got genital herpes, cut it off. Relationship's not going right, cut it off.
Hello.
I think the advice I'm gonna give you is cut it off. But let's hear the question.
The advice? Okay. I'm a woman, first of all.
Okay. Well, either that or you're taking too much helium.
Helium. Okay. Well, anyways, my problem is this, is that I don't have a sexual partner currently, but I find that I'm masturbating all the time and I'm constantly fantasizing sexually.
It's no problem. I do it all the time.
Well, the problem is that I don't have partners, and I just don't know how normal that is if I'm constantly thinking about sex and masturbating all the time.
Heather?
Yes.
How many times a day would you say? Honestly.
Honestly, at least 10 times.
A day?
Yes.
Wow.
It's like in the car.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Have you done it since Loveline started?
Well, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of an ongoing thing.
Honestly, have you done it since the shows began?
Since the show tonight or since I've been on the phone
now? Since the show tonight.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Since Andy's been in studio?
Yes.
My goodness me.
Were you actually listening to Loveline and masturbating?
It was the theme song. It's the theme song.
Oh, what love. Well, that's sort of thing.
Did you really?
Yeah, and you know what? My friends, they joke about me and they call me DJ Heather.
DJ?
Yeah, DJ, like like MC Scratch. MC Grip. That's the new one.
MC Grip. Well, I mean, what sort of advice do you want? This all sounds like you're having a great time. I can't see any problem involved here. That's poor baby. He's.
I think you should change your name to Rich Baby.
Right.
Maybe you're a rich man.
He's not going to be when he wrecks this really expensive microphone.
Well.
So what's the problem? Well, you said that you're having a.
How normal is that? I don't have a partner. It just seems weird that I would constantly think about sex. And
well, the thing is, do you want a partner?
Pardon me?
Do you want a partner?
Do I want? Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, I mean, is there anything stopping you?
Sometimes I don't.
Is there anything particularly stopping you getting one?
Pardon me?
Is there anything particularly stopping you getting one?
I guess the fact that I'm kind of picky.
You're what? Picky?
Picky. With
what, you mean they're like not good enough for you and all this
stuff?
Well, sort of
thing. I don't know. I don't know if it's that. It's just, you know, with. Haven't found anybody that I really clicked with.
Well, I mean, this doesn't sound like a problem. We call it wanking. You like wanking. You wank. Therefore, the end. You know, this sounds fine to me.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, I don't do it 10 times a day, but, you know, I've been known to speak to the old, you know.
In the car?
London Bobby. No, I don't drive, so that is difficult.
What does your wife think, though, when you're masturbating?
No, she usually joins in, you know.
Seriously?
Yeah, why not?
You know what we did?
We find something interesting out every night on this show.
Do you really do that? You guys have, like...
I think that's great.
Yeah, I mean, I use devices and all sorts of stuff.
You use vibrators?
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. I mean, have you ever seen
yourself?
Yeah, have you seen those big soft rubber sharks you can get in, like, Woolworths, you know, for, like, Jaws? You know, the Jaws, those big kind of... They're about, I don't know, about a foot long and they're kind of...
Are you serious?
That's
really
great. That gives great head, that rubber shark.
Do you think that... do you get really excited watching somebody masturbate?
Oh, yeah, immensely.
Yeah, I think that's good for me, too.
Do you want to know something, Elizabeth? Is that your name? I mean,
Elizabeth.
Heather, I'm sorry.
My name is Heather.
Heather?
Yes.
I have never seen a woman masturbate in front of me.
Really? You haven't lived.
You haven't lived. I agree.
Poor man, you're so sheltered.
Well, I've seen another woman masturbate in front of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Another woman?
Yeah.
So, are you bisexual?
Yes, I am.
What do you prefer most?
Pardon me?
Which one do you prefer the most?
These days, I definitely prefer women.
Why?
It's just different. It's just a different feeling.
More exotic?
A little more intimate.
More exotic for you.
Yeah, it's more...
Yeah, I can say that.
Softer and... I don't know.
Yeah, yielding. You're supposed to use words like yielding and things like that.
Do you like ladies' breasts?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Big ones?
No, not necessarily. It's not nothing lopsided.
Nothing, lots of nothing that squeaks or anything like that. You know. Nothing that looks like a sort of a, you know, like a globe so roadmap thing or anything.
So
like
you
that.
Really masturbated tonight during the show?
Yes, I did.
What did? Were you focused on the show or were you fantasizing about something?
hang on, you got to see.
I'm fantasizing about Andy, actually.
Oh, really?
When no way. Are you serious?
You have to see the scene in here. Somebody's just brought
Peter
in a power
for
tool
the first
in
time
here.
Today, so. I saw the video of Peter.
Are you joking? You don't get off over me. I'm just, you know, like a Mr. Potato Head with wrongly arranged features.
No, but you're... No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, whatever.
You know, right? Well, no, it's... I know. You're
married
and you have kids.
So oh, it's okay. It's not hurting me.
Heather.
Right?
No, it's not hurting me. You know, it's no. I'm very flattered. I'm immensely flattered, in fact.
Heather?
Yes?
You are the first person who has ever masturbated to this show.
Really?
Well, when you say to it, it's like, you know, some sort of...
Like...
You know, some sort of wallpaper in the background or something, you know.
Yeah, well, no, it's just, it's kind of more of a feeling. I mean, just touching myself is not that... Well,
I can't see anything wrong with it. I feel
you,
like...
You go ahead, you... I'm trying to...
But I feel lonely. I wish I had a partner.
Well, go and get one. What's the problem?
Well, go and get one.
I mean, seriously, what's the problem? You just go and get yourself a man and you can teach him...
Or
you
a
know.
Woman.
Or a woman, whatever.
Right.
Or a hedgehog, whatever is this week's thing. I don't know. It's,
no
just
way
go
not.
And get one. You know.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I don't know. It's not quite as easy as it seems.
Dr. Drew, is it
everything
Ron,
is easier than
let's
think.
Bring Dr. Drew. Is it wrong that she masturbates 10 times a day?
No.
Yeah, is that wrong, you think?
No.
Is that a little excessive?
It's excessive, but...
I mean, it hasn't always been like this. It's kind of led up to this.
Yeah.
I think
you ought to focus at having a meaningful, intimate relationship. I mean, sometimes that kind of behavior can be either an acting out of anger, or it can be an avoidance of intimacy. You know, so you don't want to be vulnerable to getting hurt in a relationship. You just turn away from human relationships.
But you know, it's interesting. It's more like. Kind of get like tapping into my sexual energy. I feel
okay,
like
okay,
kind of,
but you know you need to get on with it and start to work on the real McCoy here and find somebody you can be close with.
Yeah, I mean because if you can do it with somebody else, then it's twice the fun.
Let me ask you this: do you ever use a dildo?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Uh huh.
Then this song's for you. Was for Heather. That's called Dildo Desire from Killer Pussy. You like that song, Dr. Drew?
I'm so glad you played that.
That's a touching, sensitive little folk number.
Listen, we're going to take care of some business, and then we got about 30 more minutes with Andy Partridge from XTC. Here's our phone numbers, 520-1067 for LA and San Gabriel Valley, Orange County 977-1067, San Fernando Valley 764-1067, and our fax machine, we just got a new roll of fax paper, 818 or 213-5201-FAX. Yeah, it's 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q-F-M, and Love Line is back. We got one more time to sing it, Andy. One more time.
You want this falsetto or the big bass one?
You know what? Do it like an extended version because we can tape it later and then we'll run it, you know, even after you're not here any longer. So do it the most creative.
Okay, should we have like Robert Plant version of it?
Yeah, that? Anything you want. Andy,
Dee Partridge with a Robert Plant version of the Loveline jingle.
And I just thought this would be appropriate for that rendition.
Okay, yeah, here's Matt, 24, from Van Nuys. Matt, you want to talk about lithium?
Yeah, I do.
The mind drug that makes you feel great all the time.
Not necessarily. My question is directed at Dr. Drew.
Yeah. By the way, we've got two open lines right now. 977-1067, if you're calling from Orange County, you can get through right this second.
Drew, my question for you is, I'm 24 now. I was 16 back when they had me on lithium. I was diagnosed as manic depressive.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, when I was 16, before I started going on lithium, I was like 160 pounds, pretty much fairly muscular. I dropped down to about 135 pounds. And that was, you know, that was, I guess, expected. I was like 2% body weight, I mean, body fat. And then the short and the long of it was, now I've gained all the weight back and everything, but my big thing that really bothers me is I have a problem with shaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a common lithium side effect.
Yeah. Does that ever go away, or what's...
Have you had your levels adjusted?
No. They took me off. I was only on it for a year.
Oh.
And they took me off, and, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, when I get, like even right now, when I get kind of anxious...
The shaking comes back.
You know, it's big time.
Are you on any other medication?
No, nothing.
I thought this drug was supposed to make you feel good.
He's off it now. Is it possible that you just are that way, that you just get shaking when you get anxious?
Well, it started right after I got off lithium.
Huh.
It wasn't happening during it, but afterwards.
Have you been manic-y at all?
No, not really, actually. And for a while there I was, but then it's on and off every once in a while.
There are treatments for tremor out there. There really are, and some of them are particularly useful for people with bipolar illness. I've never seen a case where lithium caused tremor after the fact, once you were off it, but I suspect it could. In terms of treating that, if it ever really becomes trouble, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah, it's just like an ounce of alcohol, believe it or not, sometimes will suppress tremors of that sort.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I'm not encouraging you to drink, but if it really becomes bothersome...
Beer commercials are good, after all.
Okay. Therapeutic beer commercials.
He hates beer commercials on the show because he's always talking about alcohol rehabilitation and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think the beer people should... I love beer. They should bring the product in.
I think the beer people should, and the whiskey people and stuff, they should all pay for these treatment centers.
Sounds good.
That's a good point.
You reap what you sow.
You know what? You're right. Okay, finish the call, Dr. Drew, then we'll get
Thank
into
you.
This.
Before you just climb up in your soapbox. Look at this. Excuse me, I'm being interrupted by all kinds of things here. I think you ought to call a psychiatrist that put you on the lithium in the first place, discuss the side effects, and see if there might be some other treatment options for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay?
That's about all I can say.
All right.
There are things out there that do treat tremor. In the meantime, if it becomes a problem, you could just try a little bit of alcohol intermittently.
Okay.
All right.
I try to stay away from that.
Well, are you an addict?
No, I'm not. My dad was an alcoholic.
All right, be very careful.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
I try not to drink at all.
Perfect.
Thanks, guy.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
You know, that's his idea. That's a good idea.
They make enough money out of everyone.
You're right. They always tell you know when to say when, but please keep buying. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
You know, or...
Well, they make all the cash, they should play a little back in.
I love it when you see the beer commercials. They get this serious guy on, you know, who goes,
"You know something? If you drink too much, you can die behind the wheel. This is brought to you by, you know..."
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, it
makes me giggle that the... You know, you go to a pub in England, and the biggest area around the pub is the car park. This is really good science there, right?
What do you mean the car park?
You park your car, and then go get pissed, and then get back in your car and drive home.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, but you're right. I mean, if these people really want you to know when to say when, they should create, like, you know, Betty Ford centers. They should build, like, White House.
They should be funding them.
They should. I think, honestly, Drew, that's a good idea, don't you think?
I'm sure they do some funding of alcoholism research because I suspect they recognize that alcoholism is a disease, and it's not just about drinking a lot. It's about a particular kind of biology that people have that requires a particular kind of treatment.
Guy, no. I love beer.
I'm sure
yeah,
you
me
do.
Too.
Somehow
I'm not,
it doesn't
honestly,
surprise
I,
me.
I'm not an alcoholic. I love beer. I love beer right now.
I could bathe in this
stuff. Dude, I love a beer right now. Cold mud.
Well, one of my defining features of alcoholism is the continued use of, in spite of adverse consequences, okay, or very threatening risks to one's life or well-being, career, that sort of thing. So I think you're having a beer now and then driving an hour home to a Newport Beach. That's a very fine example. And it clearly is not alcoholic drinking.
One beer is not driving drunk.
Yeah.
Okay. He promises to hitch.
No, I wouldn't go there. I don't drink and drive. Ann, wouldn't you like a nice beer right now?
No, I hate beer.
Oh, what about you?
Yes, definitely.
All have long hair. What's your name?
Ed.
Ed's screening for a night. Of course Ed would want one. What about you? What about you? No, I won't even ask you, Dr. Drew. Okay, Cy.
He'd rub it on something.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pause for this call. Cy, are you there?
Yeah.
You're calling from Encino?
Yeah.
46 years old.
Well,
let's
hear close to
let's
you.
Hear for Cy.
Well, it's almost close to you.
What? 28, Cy.
Huh?
Do I look good for 28, Andy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you look pretty scary. He doesn't look a day over 90.
Okay, Cy. Go for it. You wanted to talk about...
A couple of things. First of all, I thought you did have a television show going.
You mean Loveline on TV?
Yeah.
No, we still are looking for it.
Okay, well, I'd be interested in pushing that for you, promoting it.
Really? Why? What do you do?
Produce films and things like that, television.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you have any projects that are on the air right now?
Well, if I said things like that, anybody would know, right?
They would know who you are.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to you off the air.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, but anyway, what's your love problem?
It's not a love problem. It's the HIV. I was going to talk to Dr. Drew about that.
Go ahead. What about it?
First, say hi to Andy Partridge.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Dr. Drew, are you aware of the HIV-AIDS hoax?
In terms of what?
In terms of the $2 billion revenue each year going to the scientists. I'm just wondering if you're aware of it.
Well, be more explicit, because there's lots of things
that
are
problems. Okay, well, Gallo and Montagnier invented HIV, right?
No.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
The scientists invented it.
They discovered it. Yeah.
Well, actually, France discovered it.
Right.
And there was a lawsuit, and Reagan and the French minister, they forged an agreement, making a deal, so that they would split the commission coming in on these tests.
What?
Found that, well, there's an article, there's 13 pages written on this. So I'd like to fax you, Dr. Drew.
Again, the conspiracy theories usually come out of anything where there is a lot of lack of knowledge. People immediately assume that the reason that the information is not there is because somebody's hiding it from them. I will tell you that...
In 1970, HIV was discovered, right? For 10 years, AIDS wasn't happening at all.
We used to call it gay-related intestinal disease syndrome, GRIDS. Mm-hmm. It used to be called GRIDS before we recognized the entire syndrome of AIDS. But once it's been unprecedented in the history of medicine that is the disease has been discovered, its epidemiology worked out, and causative agents discovered and treatments rendered. And never in the history of medicine has anything like that happened. It took 1,000 years to work out syphilis.
Okay, they have discovered. It was on Channel 4, in fact, Saturday, about the AIDS hoax. And I don't know if you know Dr. Duesenberg.
No.
Doesn't sound like a hoax
but
to me.
He sounds like a cool guy. Maybe have a beer with me after the show.
Huh?
Anyway, listen, guy. Trying to summarize this. What exactly is the point you're making here? And within like 30 seconds, if you could.
The point I'm making is I think more investigation should be done on HIV and AIDS.
What do you mean it's a hoax? You mean you think that it's not out there?
No, there's 28 diseases out there. It's immune system. One out of 500 cells, HIV, is sleeping dormant in, okay? In fact, this scientist is willing to be injected with HIV. That's how big of a hoax it is. If you're making $2 billion a year, would you find a source to cure it?
So that's what you think it is?
I know. Well, there's articles now coming out on it.
Well, do you remember people talking about how doctors used to perpetuate cancer so they could keep people sick and keep them in treatment? I mean, that's the same kind of a theory. I mean, believe me, my AIDS patients, my cancer patients, if there was anything that I could use to save their life, I would use it. The fact is that we can correlate the activity of this virus with the treatments we render now, and they work.
Well,
whether or not it's based on a spurious model or not is something we're constantly reevaluating.
Based on
the fact,
you know,
a spurious
about
ADD, model?
AZT that's supposed to cure AIDS or help
prolong. Doesn't cure AIDS, decreases the viral replication.
Well, it's not helping me.
Do you know, have you ever treated an AIDS patient?
No, but I've
talked to them. Well, if you get involved in
all
treating...
All I'm doing is reading articles about this now that's coming out very strong, and now they're coming out on the network.
Yeah.
So it's something
again,
happening.
Well, as you recall, there were many network specials about how the strange organization called the AMA that does not get involved in any way with individual practitioners was somehow creating cancer and continuing it and preventing doctors from finding cures, which is so much nonsense. I've never, ever heard anything so ridiculous in my life.
Well, have you heard of them, that magazine called Spin?
We had some stuff. Some Spin, of course, publishes the most inflammatory and, again, spurious information. We constantly have people calling about Spin with peripheral and ridiculous conclusions.
Okay, have you checked on any of the doctors in there?
Again, these people are always very, very, very peripheral scientists with very bizarre ideas. And I've talked to a few, and they're trying to cut new. It's always good that keep people to reevaluate the theories that we use. Theory in science is not fact. It's just theory. It's not necessarily a description of truth. It's a hypothesis that has scientific evidence backing it up.
Okay,
we got to move on. Oh, you put him on hold? Yeah, man, I'll tell you, my brain's hurting from that one.
I'm muddled.
That was a ratings builder, I'll tell you. That was a brilliant call.
I just want to see the feature film of his theory.
Okay, let's go to Valley One. Robert, 21 for... Robert!
Yeah.
Are you still awake?
Yeah, I'm here.
Robert. Boy, Cy is real, real cerebral.
That guy should go.
I think he did in his trousers.
Hey, Robert, to me, you're a much better love line call because you masturbate 3 to 5 times a day, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you're welcome to the show, Robert. Go for it.
How old are you?
21.
21. I was kind of doing that around about the age of 13, 12. I kind of got out of it by 21. Why do you think you're still doing it so much?
I don't know. I just can't find a girl that, fulfilled or whatever,
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't just, girls aren't just for fulfilling. You can go and buy an inflatable doll and that'll fulfill you. It's just, you get together with girls because you feel something for them and you love them and then sex is really excellent rather than just jerk off Flesh City.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Are you right-handed?
Left.
Cool.
What's that got to do?
You know, I got to tell you something. When I was like that age, hey, even now, if you're like horny, you can stroke it that much. I really think that's possible. I don't think that's that weird. Do you? Dr. Drew? I don't think it's weird. I don't.
No, it's okay. You need to find yourself a girl though, or another guy, whatever. It's much better. It's much better sharing your life with people. It's all kind of. You start wallowing in the lonely stuff, and it's just that. You get wallowing in the lonely stuff, so get out and share what you've got with someone else.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right.
Let's go to L.A., too. Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, 18, from Norwalk.
Yeah.
How'd you like Psy?
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing radio. Anyway, say hi to Andy Partridge from XTC, our guest.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
So you're 18 from Norwalk, and you want to talk some threesomes.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one?
No, never.
You want one?
Yeah, well, of course. Doesn't everybody?
You ever had a threesome, Andy?
Yeah.
Have you? I did too. I didn't have sex, but I got a little.
It was another bloke, and it was my girlfriend and another bloke.
Seriously?
Oh, it was a weird triangle because. It was my girlfriend. I fancied her. She fancied him, and he fancied me. So that's kind of an interesting sort of infinity thing there.
Yeah, how long ago was this?
That was 72.
So the guy went for you, and you went for the girl.
Yeah, and she went for him because he was really good looking, and I'm just an interesting potato.
So did you like it?
It was kind of difficult because I didn't, I wasn't interested in him that much. It didn't make it really very fulfilling. So.
Did he enter you?
No, there was no penetration, I believe there, poor man. It was merely kind of peripheral and sort of liquid.
Oh, okay. All right. So what did you want to say, Kevin?
I was just wondering how safe it was, and, my girlfriend's been talking about it a lot, and...
Yeah, what are we on about? Two girls and you?
Yeah.
Dude, go for it.
Sounds fun, if you can handle it.
Yeah, she's She won't do it with another guy. I mean, I don't want to either. That kind of, you know, I don't know. I just feel worried about having like another guy being into it.
Yeah.
How about another bed?
Oh, of course.
There you go.
And I was wondering.
Just make sure you wear the condom.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I was wondering.
Is that okay, Dr. Drew? Was that good advice?
It all depends, you know, what you expect her. I mean, if this girl, if your girlfriend is like a steady thing with you, she's gonna, it's gonna have to be a pretty healthy kind of affair for you to go, you know, dicking around with another girl involved and stuff.
So. And I was wondering, I'm not sure if she's like, I don't know, I think she likes girls too.
Well, yeah, no problem.
I mean, because she's
It doesn't sound a problem to me. If the two girls are into it, and you're into it, and nobody's going to get jealous and all...
Well, that's what you could see, where if she became more interested in a girl than him...
Oh, yeah, now that's going to be really crushing for you. I mean, we're not talking penis length here, we're talking sort of clitoris envy, so go careful, you could have a minefield on your hands.
Okay.
Yeah, be careful. I mean, you're asking, it's treacherous territory when you include somebody else in a relationship like that.
Yeah.
Especially when there's a chance that her feelings will get directed out towards the other person.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hey, Cy, still there?
Yeah.
All right. Good call.
Boom. Cy's self-destructed, I think.
Okay, let's go, where are we going to go next?
That's all gone.
Let's go blindly to a line. Let's
okay,
just,
yeah,
let's
there
just,
you go.
Have fun. Who's this?
Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Jose.
Jose, how are you?
Yeah, from Los Angeles. I just thought...
How old are you, Jose?
I'm 27.
All right, you're on Loveline with Andy Partridge from FTC.
Yeah, that's the main reason I'm calling. I'm probably the biggest fan in Mexico for Andy Partridge. I'm on a visit here in L.A.,
yeah,
and I was lucky enough to hear the program on Friday, and I knew that Aunt Andy was going to be here today, so I just wanted to call and express my gratitude for all the nice moments that he's brought into my life with his music.
Oh, cheers, Jose.
So, hey, Jose, is Andy big in Mexico?
Well, XTC, among the group of in my school and my university, which is like upscale, it's really, really popular.
Oh, thanks.
Like, I have all your records, and I'm your biggest fan down there, and I sent the fax. I hope you guys got it.
Yeah, oh, it's from you. Hang on. It's, Jose P., the fish, right?
Yeah, they call me the fish because my last name is Pescador in Spanish.
That's pretty fishy.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's not like you don't have gills or anything.
No,
okay.
Not yet, but...
Well, don't drink any water. Never drink water. Remember, you just don't drink anything that fish piss into.
Yep.
Okay.
So I just wanted to thank you for all the wonderful music you do.
Oh, cheers,
Jose. For everybody, and just keep up with your good work, and it was very nice talking to you.
Okay, cheers.
Nice meeting you, Andy.
Okay, should we go blind again?
Another blind line. OC2, poor man?
Okay. No, this isn't poor man.
No.
I know. This is...
Poor baby.
Poor baby's climbing all over. He's destroyed in the studio. And Tammy got him a little stuffed animal. Hey, go say hi, Nick. Nick here. He's getting pissed.
Hello, Nick.
Anyway, what's your name?
John.
John, how old are you?
I'm 25 from Honey.
Okay, you're on Loveline with Andy Partridge of XTC.
Yeah, Andy, how's it going? I like XTC.
Oh, good man. Checks in the post.
Yeah, hey, I want to go out with Heather. She's my kind of girl.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Cy?
Yeah.
So I'm still there, all right.
No, give me my number, for Christ's sake. I got to get a script up.
Hey, Cy, are you doing a jobby?
Getting a script up.
Hey, wee jobby.
Oh, hold on, Cy, hold on.
Kenny has that Dave Freeman-like edge to him, doesn't he?
I like Cy. He's one of those, like, recurring guys.
He has that kind of wound-up, sort of super special sort of feeling to him.
Okay, what's your love problem?
No, I want to go out with Heather. She's my kind of girl.
Well, Heather is gone, unfortunately.
Solid gone.
What did you like about Heather?
She was a woman who, you know, had no inhibition. She was pretty free.
Did you like the fact she masturbated 10 times a day?
Yeah, that was cool.
What else did you like?
That was it.
Do you think we should auction
all we knew about her?
Do you think we should auction her number off, you know?
Well, she's gone. We should have kept it.
Should have kept the number and, like, auctioned it to the highest bidder.
Yeah,
thanks for your call, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye. Here's another blind call for you, poor
man. All right, another one. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Fernando.
Fernando.
Yeah.
How old are you, Fernando?
16.
From what city?
L.A.
Hey, you're on Loveline.
Hey, what's up?
What's your love problem?
I have a problem.
Yeah. And what is it?
I don't know if it's a problem or a question. You take it either way.
Well, tell us first.
Well, it's kind of for, like, Dr. Drew.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me see. Me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
We've been having sex for quite a while now. And to make you happy, we've been using condoms for the first
good,
time.
Good, you make us happy.
So my problem is, you know, when you have sex, do you really have to come?
No, you don't have to. Sorry, I'm interjecting there. I can't resist.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of nervous.
That's right. Yeah, it's fucking.
You didn't come, Fernando?
No, do you really have to come, bro? Damn.
Like, what do you mean?
You have to come if you want babies. I mean, that's kind of, well, you don't have to, but that kind of makes it a little easier if you're looking for babies. But
Fernando.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you know, do you really come? Do you take long to come?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you know.
Give an example of what happens with you, Fernando.
I think we get an indication of your problem if you can describe what's in.
Yeah. How long?
How long does it take?
Well, it depends, the sensation and everything.
Well, let me ask you this, Fernando.
Uh-huh.
You've had sex, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't come?
No, it's not that.
I think this is a premature question.
Oh, you mean...
How long does it
take? Oh, I see. Do you lose it right away, Fernando?
Yeah, lately I have. You know, not before, but lately.
Before your pants come off?
No. We have, when we start, and then it takes a while, then I come quick, you know?
Like how fast?
Like... a minute or so.
Really? And then it's
kind of weird.
Then it's just splooey.
Yeah. I think it's kind of weird because before it didn't happen.
Has it ever happened before?
No, it's just happening lately.
Did you take any medications?
No.
Use drugs?
No.
Chances are there's something going on in the relationship. I don't know. You can tell us. Has the relationship been going okay lately?
Yeah, it's been going all right.
Has there been something that's scaring you? Been talking about marriage or anything?
Nah.
Is there anything going on there? Any power struggle over anything?
I don't think so.
Fernando.
Okay, look, as a tip, it's something I tried. If you're, if your dick's up and you find you're coming too quickly, the best thing to do is, and it's better for her, it's better for you, it's better all around. If you can keep your dick up, but don't get anywhere near, right? Can you do that? Because the longer your dick's up. And hard.
Really?
Then you're going to desensitize it by the fact that the thing's kind of sort of straining at the leash. If you can keep it up there erect for ages and ages and ages, you're going to desensitize it. And that means the longer I know it seems like weird mathematics, but the longer you can keep it up and hard, the longer you're going to last in sex. If if you get kind of really tense and really worried and sort of overexcited, you're going to be popping your cork in seconds, which sounds like it's happening. So what you have to do is find some way of keeping it up a long time before you get actually involved with sort of penetrating her or whatever.
Really?
The longer you can keep it up, the longer you can keep it up. I know that sounds weird, but it's true.
Well, I was just kind of worried, because she was worried too.
Hey, Fernando?
No, it's no big problems. Seriously.
Fernando?
Uh-huh.
You know another thing you could do?
Yeah.
You know when you're having sex?
Uh-huh.
You know Barbara Bush?
Uh-huh.
The president's wife?
Yeah.
Think of her face.
That'll put it off.
A couple other things you can do is one of the things Andy is saying is to stay, don't be so intent upon penetration during the sexual act. Just to enjoy one another a little bit. And as a side effect of that, you will end up sustaining the erection longer. I've never read anywhere where it literally changes.
Yeah, because it's like a desensitized thing.
But that makes some sense.
Okay, here's another one. If you want to come quickly,
uh-huh.
Okay, come quickly, and then forget it. And then 10 minutes, 20 minutes later, you can do it again, and you're going to last twice, three times as long. If you can do that, it's another way around
And then finally, the Kegel exercises sometimes work for men.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, because we tried it today again, and I came three times, and, she was kind of worried.
Well, no. Is it longer between each one?
The first two ones
were kind
of short.
Yeah.
And
Fernando.
The last one, it was kind of long.
Fernando.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work with Barbara Bush, think of George Bush's face.
Oh,
he's
man.
Busy penetrating.
I don't think you have any problem, pal, okay?
No, it's no problem. Don't worry about it. Relax and stay cool.
Fernando.
Remember, the longer you're up, the longer you're up.
Fernando.
Uh-huh.
If that doesn't work, think of my face.
Oh.
That may make him stop for life.
Yes.
See you later now.
Okay.
Okay, let's.
We're all done.
That was a good blind call. I like Fernando because he was honest. You know.
Oh, he had some guts.
God, I have had problems like that. In fact, Drew.
I'm not gonna get into that.
Anyway, this is the end of the show. Andy, thank you so much. I think what we should do is a little XTC tribute. I think we should play about a half hour of XTC. I'm serious. Oh, I'm serious. What do you think? Can we? Are you up for that? Andy, why don't you... Let's pick them out, okay?
Right. Well, let's have a look. What do we got here?
Okay.
Hand it over. Let's see. Okay, this is...
Okay, see you.
Okay, this is Skylarking. So it looks like we're going to start with track 5 on Skylarking, which is Ballet for a Rainy Day. There we go.
Okay, now what we'll do is if you can hang... Can you hang for another half hour for music?
Yeah, just about.
Okay, great. It's a half hour of XTC on KROQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. If you're just tuning in to Loveline, the singer, the songwriter, the man, the myth, the legend Andy Partridge from XTC is here on K-Rock, K-Rock FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Tomorrow night, who do we have on the show?
Sally Kellerman.
Sally is made. Oh, yes. She's going to show up this time?
Yes, she will.
Okay, well, this should be fun.
K-Rock. Orange and lemon ring.
Excuse me. Andy, 106.7 K-Rock, K-Rock FM.
That's a psychedelic noise you made there.
And Andy Partridge is in the studio. We had a half an hour of XTC, and we're playing songs that you probably don't hear on the radio hardly ever.
You're playing songs that I don't ever hear unless I get stone drunk and I think, get all right. You know, get through the vanity barrier. You get drunk, and just before you pass out, you hear your own music.
Right. So what have we heard here tonight? What are some of the songs?
Oh, my goodness. What do we have?
We just had this is the next single off Nonsuch, your new record.
The next single from Nonsuch, I believe, is going to be Dear Madam Barnum, which I think you're going to put on in a while.
Right, that's the one we just heard.
Oh, sorry.
No, I haven't heard that yet.
No, we have heard it. We just heard it.
Oh.
See, you got to pay attention, Michelle. We got Michelle also from Geffen who's here, and...
I'm with you. Nonsuch is good as a wink to a blind horse.
Andy, I won't tell you what Michelle and I used to do when we drive around in my car.
Why? What do you do? You
we
look
saw,
at
remember
the
we saw
scenery.
We saw a possum.
You saw a possum?
Yes,
what's a possum?
We had a rather interesting mindset when we saw that possum, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
And she was with Big Time Records back then.
True.
And now the poor baby, he's
what's
still
a
awake.
Possum?
We saw a possum.
What's a possum? We don't have possums in England. What's
it's like a giant rat. Is what it is.
Oh, right, okay. Sort of a glamorized sounding. Poor baby's doing a whole gig in the corner there. I think he's doing a gig. He's doing something. He's doing a wee jobby. I think he's eating out on the jobby front.
Anyway, well, listen, Andy. Oh, we got two breaks, right? So why don't we play two more XTC songs? Name two more that we can play here.
Four. Michelle, what do you want to play? Go on, say something. What's your favorite track? She doesn't
know.
I want
to hear Mayor of Simpleton.
All right, play Mayor of Simpleton. There you go.
Okay, and one other one you could pick out, okay?
Oh, let's have, let's have, say, from the new album, let's have The Ugly Underneath.
Okay.
Which is kind of nicely abrasive for this time of night.
All right, on 106.7 K-Rock, coming up.
Hi, this is the poor man. Any quote by any company. Call Expressway now, 714-758-9709.
This is Andy Partridge of XTC's saying that, I'm on Poor Man's show on KROQ.
You have?
Yeah.
So now it's 12:40 at night on 106.7 K-Rock, and we're keeping Andy here. We're trapping him in the studio.
Help, I'm a prisoner. Help.
Listen, the Virgin Kennedy's coming up at 1 o'clock. Maybe you'll have a chance to meet her.
The Virgin Kennedy's?
The Virgin.
Is that like anything like Kennedy. The dead Kennedy's?
No. Not quite the same thing. Not quite as much character. No, actually, she's pretty amusing. Anyway, well, thanks again for being on Loveline, and thanks for playing the...
I'm quite, wrestling these people's problems to the ground. It's quite a challenge for, a person with a medical bent, such as me, and if you play cards right, you can see my medical bent.
Right. Well, hey, you look at me giving advice night after night, so don't even worry about it.
It's like going to, it's like going to Dr. Frankenstein because your head hurts. So they go, come in, I can cure it.
Anyway, well, listen, all the best to you, and good luck on the new record, and hopefully we'll see you in concert someday.
You may see me on a street corner with a little white paper cup, kind of,
Okay, thanks, Andy.
All right, cheers.
K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is giving away...